Welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day to help you get you on your way. A Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 7, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion, here in the Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated. Rabbi Shmuel ben Omer ha-choshech atzma min hadin porek mimenu eva ve-gazel ve-shuva shav ve-hagas liba be-hora'a shota rasha ve-gas ruach. Rabbi Shmuel, his son says, the son of Rabbi Yossi of the previous Mishnah, a judge who removes himself from judgment where there are more qualified people to take the case. Rav points out, even when there is no one more qualified, he prefers to let a colleague judge the case because he realizes the great burden of carefully weighing all the claims and evidence, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. However, if there is no other qualified judge, he is required by the Torah to accept the case. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, alternatively, Rabbi Shmuel is speaking of a judge who removes himself from judgment by encouraging the people before him to compromise rather than insist. He judged the case according to the strict letter of the law, as Rav points out. A person who takes himself away from a judgment where there are more qualified people to take the case frees himself from hatred, robbery, and the responsibility for a vain and unnecessary oath. The losing party often hates the judge, and if the judge makes a mistake in his ruling and requirement and requires an innocent person to pay the claim or swear an oath, he causes the person who won the case, quote-unquote, to be guilty of robbery and an innocent person to swear an unnecessary oath, which is forbidden, as Rav Maganovus and Rabbeinu Yonah points out. One who is quick to take cases because he is confident in his ability to make legal decisions without having to strain himself is a fool, wicked, and arrogant. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this person who strains himself, he considers himself a great expert and is prepared to rule quickly without a lot of deliberation and analysis, as Rav points out. He is a fool, wicked, and arrogant. A person who is wise in his own eyes is the ultimate fool, since he will never realize his mistakes. He sees no need to change anything, is not convinced when others point out a mistake to him because he believes that he knows better than everybody else, Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Not only is he a fool, but his willingness to rush to judgment shows that he is not a God-fearing person. He's wicked. A God-fearing person realizes that even the wisest of men make mistakes, and he is therefore afraid to rule quickly. Moreover, it shows that he is arrogant and mainly interested in impressing people with his quickness, hoping for an appointment to a position of higher authority, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So we, in general, should remove ourselves from judgment. There should be no judgment in our life to begin with. And if we have to judge, I always say we should be dan lekav zchus, judging favorably, judging for the benefit of the doubt. But in general, don't judge people. Try to remove yourself from cases, remove yourself from strife, remove yourself from difficulty, from deliberations, from interactions that are unpleasant. And do what you can to not be confident in yourself too much. Be confident that you have talents and abilities to make the world a better place with a Kiddush Hashem, making the world brighter and greater, but don't do what you can to be involved in these kind of cases. Who thinks that you're smarter than everybody else, that you think you can make decisions, especially legally, for everybody else? That's something foolish, wicked, and arrogant. Do what you can to avoid these things and make sure to be involved in good things every day. If you can make sure to avoid foolish things, not be involved in foolish pursuits, especially cases that have no relevance to you, no bearing to you, and you don't have any shaychus to, you don't have any real attachment to or connection to that make any sense on any level, then really do what you can to avoid it. And in your life, you'll make sure to avoid mistakes and pitfalls and things that don't apply to you and things that have nothing to do with you in life and in general. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of not judging alone, because the only one that should be judging alone is God in this world, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.